Our scripture reading this morning is Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 16, equipped to serve. He himself granted that some are apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until all of us come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. We must no longer be children, tossed to and fro and blown about by every wind of doctrine, by people's trickery, by their craftiness and deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we must grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every ligament with which it is equipped, as each part is working properly, promotes the body's growth in building itself up in love. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. This is Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Jesus calls the first disciples. Once while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gotten out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked all night long, but have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to burst. So they signaled their partners in the other boats to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were astounded at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. This is the gospel of Christ. Glory to you, O Christ. Amen. Please be seated.
Welcome to my new 6-week sermon series, Embracing Acts of Faith. This special sermon series is part of the conference-wide and the UMC-wide project to implement one of the global visions of the United Methodist Church. During the 2026 annual California Pacific Annual Conference in the last June, our bishop, Dari Escobedo Frank, urged and invited all local churches, congregations, to participate in this campaign to support 500 young UMC missionaries and pastors in training in Europe, Africa, and in the Philippines. For our church, our Miracle Sunday will fall on World Communion Sunday, October 4th, when we will complete this worship and sermon series, followed by a special free will offering invited by the conference. Originally, this special 5-week worship and sermon series is called Embracing an Adverbial Faith. Adverbial? I don't think you use this uncommon word, adverbial, in our everyday life. Anybody using adverbial faith every day? No. The seldom used term adverbial faith simply means a dynamic and active faith performed through actions. So, thanks to our lay leader, Chris Lovkin, who happened to be a journalist, graciously helped me to rename it to a more common and easier term, act of faith, for our congregation to share. Actually, I like this new name better than the original. Anyhow, now let us begin this new sermon series, Embracing Acts of Faith, with the first sermon entitled, Into the Deep Water. And I am ready to dive into the deep water. Are you ready? No? Oh, see, amen. Amen. Yeah, okay. All right. That sounds good. Okay. Let's say you are an expert in your profession with many degrees of highest education, training, credentials, achievement, fame, and experiences. Then let me ask you this question. Would you feel comfortable if someone who is an amateur tried to tell you how to do your job? I bet you would not be okay if that were the case. No professional wants to be offended by this kind of insult, humiliation by an amateur. Imagine you are a professional IT specialist, maybe with a PhD degree in computer science or so. Would you like to get any computer advice from your grandma? Not on your life. Of course, no offense to grandmas. Let's say you are a master chef. How would you feel if you were told how to boil water by someone who burns toast? Not a chance, right? That is exactly where Peter was, according to this morning's gospel reading. Peter was a seasoned professional fisherman who had worked very hard the lifetime and also that night shift. Then a carpenter walks up to the dock and says, "Hey, Peter, you are doing it all wrong. Try the deep water." Of course, we all know what happened to this amazing story of Jesus calling his first disciples from the Gospel of Luke this morning. With the sermon title, Into the Deep Water, based on this morning's Ephesians and the Gospel of Luke text, I would like to share with you my three insight points on the topic of disciples formed by Jesus Christ. Simply, we, all Christians, are called to become disciples of Jesus Christ. Not just any disciples, but the disciples who are committed to making another disciples. Yes, we can accomplish the mission of our United Methodist churches by making disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Therefore, as we follow Jesus as his faithful disciples, we are mandated to practice discipleship in the following three insight points. Number one, surrender your logic to the divine word. Being an expert generally signifies that you have worked very hard, extra hard, to earn that highest degrees and credentials. While you are being recognized and honored for your wonderful accomplishment, I know that naturally many of you, many of those specialists have their own pride and feeling of fulfillment. So as an expert, you are so able and so capable of possessing all your professional knowledge, information, and resources that you not listen to anyone else, especially if that person is an amateur, right? Nevertheless, according to the Gospel of Luke passage this morning, Jesus, who appeared to be an amateur in fishing business, tells Peter, even commands Peter, who is a professional fisherman, Peter, along with other fishermen, must be very exhausted. Yet, Jesus tells them to set out into the deep water after a long, empty night of work. Verse 4 says, "Put out into the deep water and let down your net for a catch," Jesus says. Peter could have trusted his own skill and experience instead of obeying, probably by saying, "Hey, Mr. Carpenter, I know what I'm doing. I've been this fishing business for all my life." But he didn't say, of course. Nevertheless, he surrendered his logic to the word of Jesus. Peter knew that Jesus was no ordinary carpenter. He believed in Jesus, the Son of God. Jesus was not just anybody for Peter, but his Lord, Master, and Savior. So Peter responds to Jesus in verse 5. Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long, but have caught nothing. Yet, if you say so, I will let down the net." Here is Peter's profound response that leads to an amazing transformation. "Yet, if you say so, I will let down the net." Yes, into the deep water, just as Jesus instructed Peter to do so. His obedience, based on his faith, nothing else, teaches us to take an important step. Faith acts on what Christ says, even when it makes no sense to human reason. God declared in Isaiah, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Apostle Paul also proclaims, "For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength." Yes, as faithful disciple of Christ, the first lesson is that you surrender your logic to the divine word. And Peter, along with other disciples, faithfully obeyed and joyfully witnessed God's astonishing miracle. Number two, step past your comfort zone. With the deep water, while the deep water is uncertain, unknown, and unfamiliar territory, the shore or coast or seaside can be regarded as our comfort zone that we don't want to leave. However, becoming a disciple of Christ requires you to leave your comfort shore. Playing around the shore, the shallow water seems to be safe, predictable, and easy to control. We tend to enjoy our comfort zone rather than taking any risk or deeper exploration. But there are significant times when we must face the challenge of entering into deep water, into the unknown territory. The deep water, of course, brings fear, but it is also where God works in his greatest wonders. Yes, still verse 5 here is very important. Yet, if you say so, I will let down the net. Peter pushes past his doubt and moves where Jesus leads him. Yes, we are called to obey Christ's calling fully without any second thought, doubt, or regret. Of course, in the process, you could be overwhelmed by so many different thoughts, struggles, options, and choices. But after all, your final determination and decision that are based on your faith in God can make a difference with a stunning outcome beyond your expectation or imagination. Remember the time of transition when Joshua took over leadership for the Israelites? After the death of Moses, everything was uncertain. Everything, even every move was challenging for Joshua because everything was new to him. Nevertheless, at the time of anxiety and fear, God assured Joshua with these words, "I hereby command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." This word of encouragement continues to deeply resonate with us who are being led into the deep water today in our times. Yes, the second lesson is that you step past your comfort zone. Number 3, witness God's power and change your focus. Verse 6 from the Gospel of Luke, when they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to burst. Wow, it was an amazing catch. What a tremendous change from catching nothing to catching too many fish to handle after having cast the net into the deep water. The nets fill up so much that they start to break, showing God's great abundance. Then something unexpected happens. Verse 8, but when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." What's going on? Why would Peter do that? Peter falls at the knees of Jesus because he sees God's holiness next to his own weakness. Verse 10, then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." In Matthew, Jesus says, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of people." So here, Jesus gives Peter a new purpose, a new mission to catch people instead of a fish. However, Jesus' call was not limited to Peter only, but to all his disciples at that time, in the present, and in the future. Yes, verse 11 from Luke, when they had brought their boat to shore, they left everything and followed him. Here, the last sentence is very significant. They left everything and followed him. They faithfully, sincerely, and seriously joined Jesus into the new life journey of discipleship and ministry. The word "everything" literally means everything. It presumed to include their fishing boat, the net, and the the other fishing gears, so forth. So in this sense, from that moment of decisive action on, they changed their profession from catching fish to catching people. And their total commitment to Christ changed the life of their lives forever. My sisters and brothers in Christ, Apostle Paul boldly proclaims in his letter to the Romans, "Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." Yes, we thank God for our salvation through Christ Jesus. However, Jesus is calling us to become more than just Christians. He desires us to become his disciples who are called to catch people. That's why Jesus invites us, even urges us, to go to the deep water, into the deep water by leaving our comfort zone. Of course, the life of discipleship might be challenging. Nevertheless, it is the pathway to a meaningful, fruitful, and joyful life that you can enjoy a transformed new life in Christ. Therefore, we are called to go into the deep water. As I close my sermon, let me share with you a story. This is a true story. Have you ever heard about the American woman named Florence Chadwick? Florence Chadwick was an American open water, long distance swimmer. She was the first woman to swim the English Channel in both directions and set multiple records by breaking traditional endurance times across major straits and channels during the 1950s. In 1952, she stepped into the ocean off the coast of California to swim the 21 miles to Catalina Island. The water was freezing and the fog was so thick that she could barely see the support boat next to her. She swam for 15 hours. Exhausted and numb, she begged her team to pull her out of the water. Her mother, riding in a boat alongside her, pointed her head and told her it was so close. But Florence looked into the dense fog, saw nothing, and quit. When they pulled her into the boat, she discovered she was less than a mile from her destination. She later told reporters, quote, I'm not excusing myself, but if I could have seen the land, I know I could have made it, unquote. It was not her fatigue or the cold temperature condition that defeated her. It was a loss of clarity or a lack of courage. 2 months later, she attempted the swim again. The fog was just as thick, but at this time, she kept a mental picture of the shoreline clearly fixed in her mind. She became the first woman to conquer that swim. My friends in Christ, like Peter, many of us have worked all night and caught nothing, leaving us emotionally exhausted and spiritually blind. We look into the deep water and see nothing but fog, doubt, and failure. But faith gives us the clarity and courage to see past the immediate fog. When Jesus says, "Put out into the deep water and let down your net for a catch," we do not move blindly. We move with our eyes fixed on the promise maker, Jesus, who already sees the harvest waiting on the other side. God is not asking you to have it all figured out before you obey. God is asking you to take the leap of faith, trust His voice, and watch how He meets you in the deep water. Thanks be to God. Amen.